All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for the 12 Days of Manifesting, the very first day. It's one of the things that will help you immensely in building your confidence and building your faith and your trust in the process of manifesting is keeping track of what you're asking for, keeping track of what you see show up, and understanding what that looks like each step of the way. Because what we're really doing here is learning how to manifest. So a journal is one of those things that I think is really important along this journey in understanding what the heck is happening as you're sending out your intentions into the world and asking for what you want. Clarity is number one in the step of manifesting. And clarity comes from a desire for more. We are made to expand into more. And clarity comes from a desire to create more in our lives, to have more in our lives, to be more in our lives. Clarity is one of the biggest gifts you can give yourself, because when you're clear, then you know what to do. You're clear, then you know where to go. Sometimes when you're clear, you go, oh my God, I can't have that. It's too much. It's too big. Who am I to have that? Because that's also part of manifesting. It's clearing out that stuff that says you can't. Too big, too much, you don't deserve. You aren't capable. We'll get there. We're not there yet. We're in clarity. Step one, like I said, is always and forever it's getting clear. So what is it that you want? What do you want in your life? What do you want in your love life? These are the prompts that you're going to want to sit down and take time to write about. What do you want in your work life, your business life? If you have a business, break it down even further. Like, what do you want with your clients or your team? How much responsibility are you taking for someone else, for your clients? Do you want to take, you know, get separated from that? Like, let them have theirs, you have yours. What about your space, your sacred space for your office? What do you want it to look like, to feel like? What's the energy you want it to have? What about your physical health and your mental health, your spiritual health? What about your finances and your home life? What is it that you want? And you can just take one of these and have that be your biggest thing. You can identify all of them, but then take one or two to really work on. Because it takes a lot of energy, and it takes a lot of focus and willingness, and in my opinion, determination, persistence, to create something big in our lives, to create something bigger than we know ourselves to be. Bigger than we know that we can do. So to take all of that on is a lot. Pick a few and work on those. And as you work on those, then it allows you to have the freedom and the creative energy, the I call it the bandwidth, to then have more. Why do you want it? How is not having it in your life making a difference? Here's the thing. Don't be afraid to ask. Even if, like, oh God, that's going to be scary, or oh God, that's going to be a lot. Oh no, it's too big, it's too much. We'll work on and get to how you get into alignment. Right now, just ask. Just look at, get inside yourself and know, what is it that I want? Why do I want it? And when you have that level of clarity, that level of understanding why you want something, You can't not create it if you take action and you hold that vision and you stay in alignment with it, or at least go in and out, but more in than out. You cannot help but create it. But you've got to do the clarity piece. Why do I want it? Understanding that piece is one of the biggest gifts you can give yourself. Because that is where the heart is of manifestation. Why do you want a business? Why do you want this person in your life? Why do you want that home? Why do you want that vehicle? Even if it's something simple, like I want to create a new wardrobe, right? I want to create something that I love. I want to show up in a way that I'm comfortable or that I feel good, that I feel proud, that I feel joy about. Whatever it is. What do? You get clear. This isn't really what I want. My clothes in my closet don't reflect where I feel myself growing into or who I feel I am now. So you get clear. Well, why do I want it? Because when I put them on, I will feel like blank. And what do? You go start cleaning out your closet. And you start getting clear about what you do want versus what you don't want. So what if you're blocked? What if you really, like, well, I know what I want, but I don't really know, like, really what I want. I mean, I know I want new clothes, but I don't know what I want. So here's what you do. Number one, just journal about it. Or get on the phone and talk with someone about it. Hey, can you listen to me while I talk about this? I feel like I want this, but I'm not quite sure why. They might be able to ask you some questions about it that will help you get clear. If you are not sure about what you really want, and I think most of us are, but I'm just saying, sometimes you may need a little clarity, a little extra clarity. I tap and I just say, I'm welcoming the downloads. I call them in. I know I will be clear. I know that whatever's bothering me is going to, you know, soothe, go away, calm. It's okay. I can go here. Getting clear by doing research will help you immensely in understanding what you're looking for and what you want and getting those distinctions. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the divine knows. The divine knows. We can trust the process. But getting those distinctions are so important. Getting clarity around it. If you're still trying to figure it out, go move your body. You know, move your shoulders, move your body, move the energy a little bit. You can smudge yourself, you can smudge your room, declutter something that always starts to open up the energy, get in water, because water will always open up the flow of ideas. And we'll do more of this later when it comes into the manifesting and the creating. You have to be the allowing the ideas to come in on how to manifest what you've asked for. First and foremost, though, get clear about what you want. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for being here on the call. We will see you on the call tomorrow. Have a beautiful day. Go get your divine on, everyone. Bye, everybody.